Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's traffic and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 24th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown sunshine, 48 degrees.
Enjoying a delay-free Friday morning drive, I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, prosecutors are looking at potential charges for the murders of two boys in West Point.
Their teenage brother is currently behind bars accused in the crime. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with the latest. Andrew?
Amanda, the Davis County attorney is saying he's not prepared to file charges yet. He's still trying to dig down further into this case, the 15-year-old and the murders. Meanwhile, more people that have known the family are expressing their shock, including Marie Shepherd, who's known this teen all of his life.
They seem to get along. They're just, she does things with them. They have a lot of fun together. I've never seen anything amiss.
Cops found the teen in Layton with traces of blood on him and injuries consistent with being involved in the attack. The sheriff says the teen spoke bluntly with investigators. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. People are still reacting to the Boy Scouts of America's decision to allow boys who have identified themselves as gay into the ranks. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, Scouts President Wayne Perry says this was one of the most intense listening exercises the group has ever done.
It's a challenging, complex area. It's a very difficult decision for a lot of people, but we're moving forward together.
Scouts who have identified themselves as gay are allowed, but gay leaders are not. Former Scoutmaster Mark Noel says the new policy is still discriminatory.
This is an improvement. It's a step forward, and we will take it, and we will build on it, and we will be here next year.
He says he accepts the change, but will keep pushing. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. It appears a large truck hit the supports on that bridge on I-5 in Washington State last night and made it collapse. Cars tumbled into the Skagit River. Dan Sly and his wife fell into the water, dislocating his shoulder in the process.
Popped my shoulder back in so I could unbuckle everything and get over to her. Unbuckled her, pulled her over into my side, which had less water.
They were rescued. Three people had to go to the hospital.
ABC's Ryan Harris is on the scene, says this will mean months of detours along I-5.
What we're looking at here now is a major, major roadway that takes us up and down the West Coast. People coming in from Vancouver, people coming up from the north. A Memorial Day weekend, not to mention daily traffic, and this is going to be like this for a long, long time.
Authorities say the truck driver who crunched the bridge supports is cooperating with investigators.
People in Northern California had to deal with at least eight aftershocks through the night from a 5.7 magnitude earthquake. The earthquake hit near Pluman County, but it was even felt across state lines into Oregon. The quake wasn't strong enough to knock down any buildings, but did throw items off shelves.
Politics on KSL News Radio. An IRS official is on paid leave after she refused to tell Congress how and why her division targeted conservative groups. Details from ABC's Andy Field.
Lois Lerner emailed colleagues saying she's taking leave after refusing to answer congressional questions on why her exempt organization's IRS division went after conservative groups.
I have not done anything wrong.
That was Lerner this week at a House hearing where she then used the Fifth Amendment and said she was done talking. But the Republican-led committee now trying to bring her back and demand she explain what happened. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
An attorney for the family of Florida teen Trayvon Martin says recently released texts are only meant to prejudice a jury. George Zimmerman is facing trial for killing Martin while on neighborhood watch. Pictures of drugs and guns are among the text messages from Martin's phone.
It was ruled a justified shooting, but now a lawsuit has been filed against the Box Elder Sheriff's Office. It says the deadly force used against Troy Birkinshaw last October was unlawful and unconstitutional. The Box Elder Sheriff's Office says the officer was forced to shoot when Birkinshaw drove his car at him.
Work is starting on a major pipeline project that runs underneath I-80 at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup gives us the details live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Dan?
Good morning, Amanda. Parley's Creek flows through a culvert under I-80. It's time now to replace that pipe.
Over 50 years old right now. and many sections of the pipe are deteriorated quite substantially.
UDOT's Tim Rose says replacing a two-mile section of the pipe underneath a road that carries 46,000 cars a day is no easy task. The project will take 5 months and cost $9.5 million. The new pipe is made out of concrete and should last at least 100 years. But the project means orange barrels will soon be appearing near the mouth of the canyon. Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Camping can be fun if you follow the rules. I'm Heather Kelly.
And we'll get a look at your morning commute coming up again in just a few minutes right here on KSL.
KSL News Time with Grant Amanda, 7:05. Good morning.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
This is Ryan Lenhart. My brother Travis and I own the Intellibed gel mattress stores from Logan to St. George. At Intellibed, our whole goal is to improve the quality of your sleep. Our gel does something very rare. It cradles your hips and shoulders while supporting your lower back. In fact, the most common thing that Intellibed owners say to us is that when they wake up, their bodies feel refreshed and restored. We want everybody to wake up restored, and we know that more people buy Intellibed mattresses this week than at any time of the year, so we're offering our best deal yet. Buy any Intellibed mattress and get a free iPad, or choose 3 years no-interest financing. Don't settle for air, memory foam, or latex. Sleep better tonight on the best mattress available, and take advantage of our 5-minute no-interest financing that we do right here at the store. Intellibed Memorial Day Mattress Sale, only at Intellibed. In Logan, Riverdale, Salt Lake, Draper, Orem, and St. George.
We're not even utilizing the laws on background checks that we have in place now.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:15.
A Japanese automaker has reclaimed the prize of top automotive brand in the world. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
The news is sponsored by Mountain Land Design. Discover, experience, compare. Mountain Land Design. Choose the perfect appliances, plumbing, hardware for your perfect kitchen and bath. KSL News Time is 7:07.
The first big vacation weekend is upon us, and many people may decide to hit the campgrounds. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
In the excitement of getting to the great outdoors, some campers may forget a few simple rules. Uinta Cache National Forest spokesperson Kathy Jo Pollock says building a community is important when living in nature.
After 10 o'clock, do have common courtesy. Other people may be trying to sleep, so keep your radios down, watch your generators.
Pollock says if you're camping near streams or rivers, keep pets and children away. With quick snowmelt, a small creek can turn into a raging river in seconds. Keeping family members safe will make for a great holiday weekend. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
If you are hitting the road today, you'll be with plenty of company, but don't get stuck in the traffic. Be in the know with KSL's Triple Team traffic coverage. That starts at 3 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio.
Cybersecurity consultants say too many small business owners aren't doing enough to protect themselves from viruses and malware. This is especially bad news since cyber attacks on small businesses are on the rise. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
CNN cites one security firm's numbers saying businesses with fewer than 250 employees made up 31% of all cyber attacks in 2012. That's up from 18% the year before. But security consultants in Utah say business owners here don't have to worry so much about hackers as they do with keeping up with antivirus and malware software.
And some consultants say some company owners have cybersecurity software installed, but they don't keep it up to date. KSL News Time, 7:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How was our ride this morning, Andy?
It's a nice one, Grant. All clear on I-15 in Utah County. No delays, no accidents, no nothing on northbound I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley. Watching a good drive on the West Belt. Light traffic along Bangor Highway. That's really kind of the story. We do have an injury accident reported, though, near Redwood Road and 4700 South in Taylorsville, Ricky.
Andy, we still have a cleanup of this crash. It happened about an hour ago, but they're going to be taking a little bit longer to get it out of the way. It's not causing any kind of backup, but right there in the heart of the spaghetti bowl, the I-80 interchange, it's on the ramp from westbound I-80 to northbound I-15, blocking the right lane of traffic. Southbounders coming in from the north, you have one smooth ride in front of you as you're making your way from Davis County up at the top end by Roy and Clearfield all the way to 6 North downtown. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center, and it looks like it's going to be another nice day today where it's not going to be too hot thanks to a front that's still keeping us on the cool side. Low 70s the high with the sun. We'll be warmer tomorrow and for much of the weekend. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Look at that sun.
Oh, man,
look
what a morning.
Look at that sun. It's 48 downtown.
You know, we're all thinking about the Memorial Day weekend. We're buying stuff at the store for the barbecue. We, you know, we're thinking about, you know, getting down to Grandma's house or wherever we're going. Triple Team traffic coverage this afternoon will help because this will be the busiest travel afternoon ever in the history of time.
Yes, yeah, it might be.
Maybe I overstated that a little bit. Anyway, join us this afternoon with Scott and Maria. They'll help you get around any snarls on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
All right, I'll tell you why I love my Sleep Number bed. I did not get as many hours of sleep last night as I would have liked. I was up a little bit too late, but I just knew when I flopped down on my Sleep Number mattress that I was going to sleep like a baby. And that's not waking up every 2 hours and crying either. My Sleep Number is 60, and the thing that I like about this bed is the dual air technology. So if I have a rough afternoon, like did a lot of yard work yesterday, so I might want to adjust the mattress. I can make the mattress softer by lowering the Sleep Number. I can firm it up by raising the Sleep Number. And this is just great technology, and it is exclusive to the Sleep Number system. You'll only find a Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Why don't you check it out? They've got great sales going on all the time, and right now you can enjoy individualized comfort and an extraordinary value on the closeout of the Sleep Number Classic Edition Special Bed. Only $1,299, a savings of $600. So at University Parkway next to Chili's, you'll find a Sleep Number store. At the Fashion Place Mall, the Dillard's Wing, you'll find a Sleep Number store. And at the Layton Hills Mall, upper level near JCPenney. Tell them Grant sent you in. Check out your Sleep Number.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches? Well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Hey, Dad. Whoa, what is that?
Oh, hey, son. What do you think? It's my new bike.
It's great. But how did you afford it?
Your college fund. What else?
Dad, what were you thinking?
Well, your mom and I realized we never talked to you about the dangers of drinking alcohol underage.
But I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, sure, not yet. But your mom and I never set clear rules about no underage drinking. So it's probably just a matter of time.
Dad!
We really let you down, son. New research shows that alcohol can impair memory and learning capabilities in a teen's developing brain. So you're not going to need that college fund after all.
There's still time to set rules.
Well, son, I don't know. We really should have talked to you sooner.
Honey, the hot tub is here. What? I don't drink, and I want to go to college.
Well, I guess there is that 30-day return policy. But don't tell your mom. She tried on like 300 swimsuits.
Want to keep your kids alcohol-free? Visit parentsempowered.org.
Sexual orientation has not previously been and is not now a disqualifying factor for boys who want to join Latter-day Saint Scout Troops. Just part of a statement from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We'll talk about the new Scout policy coming up on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Prosecutors are mulling potential charges against a West Point teen. He's accused of murdering his two little brothers. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Radovich.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Road construction season has arrived at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. UDOT is starting work on one of its biggest projects of the summer. Crews will replace 2 miles of a massive pipe that currently runs under the interstate.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
I-15 traffic still moving along very well. A couple of minor accidents, 47 South Redwood Road in Taylorsville, and the one they're cleaning up on the ramp from westbound 80 to north 15. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Not too hot just yet. Lots of sunshine and temperatures in the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 48 degrees downtown.
Clearfield High School's Air Force Junior ROTC marksmanship team will be one of just 14 teams at the 2013 National Air Rifle Championships this summer. Major Kit Workman is the team's coach and says the sport is harder than it might look.
A lot of people think 10 meters, oh, that's easy. And then they see the target. The bullseye or the 10 on the target is about the size of a pencil lead, 33 feet away. So it's a challenge.
The team is now trying to raise money so they can afford the trip to Alabama.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. As car sales bounce back from the recession, Toyota has taken back its top spot on the list of global car brands. BMW was number one last year. This study from Global Brand Z considers sales, consumer interviews, and business performance analysis. It suggests Toyota's climb could be because it fixed some massive recall problems from a few years ago. In the U.S., Ford was the best-selling brand, with Chevy coming in second. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:45, we'll talk with the ABC News correspondent Scott Goldberg about Lois Lerner. She has been put on administrative leave after not really answering any questions at that hearing the other day. We'll go into depth on that coming up at 7:45.
And now with our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, you're driving down Interstate 5 in Washington State. A bridge goes out. Imagine that. Well, it happened last night after an oversized truck knocked out a span. Three cars went tumbling into the river below. The DOT says the bridge hasn't had problems before.
We inspect our bridge every 2 years. We're not going to let anybody drive on a bridge that is deemed unsafe.
Three people were hurt. No one was killed. Scary situation in London. A British Airways plane took off. Passengers heard a big boom. Part of the right engine came off. Then another boom. Part of the left engine came off. By the time the right engine caught fire, the pilot had already turned around for an emergency landing. No one was hurt. Terror analysts say all the publicity after that brutal attack on a soldier in London was intended to inspire copycat attacks. Cops are already seeing more chatter on extremist websites. Inspiring stories keep coming in from Oklahoma. Leticia Garcia has a third grader in the school that was demolished. She was afraid to see what had happened to her 8-year-old girl when she got a pleasant surprise.
It was amazing how when I was running right up to the school to start digging for her, someone just came out of the blue and handed her to me.
She was okay. 377 people were hurt, 24 killed. A magnitude 5.7 earthquake shook Northern California overnight. No reports of any injuries. The New Jersey shore is kicking off its first summer season since Hurricane Sandy. Even though it's raining, hundreds of kids are all lined up for a concert this morning in Point Pleasant Beach. And you can pretty much say whatever you want about Donald Trump. You hear the word Donald Trump,
yeah.
What two words come to mind?
You're fired!
You're fired! You're fired! But he recently racked up an $82 tab in a Santa Monica restaurant.
Right.
He asked the waiter, "What's the biggest tip you've ever received?" The guy told him, "Well, director Jerry Buckheimer once gave me $500 on a $1,000 check."
Wow, that's a pretty good tip.
Trumped him.
Did he?
$82 tab.
Yeah.
The tip, $10,000.
Oh, my God. $10,000 for a tip?
$10,000. Donald Trump, he told the waiter, "You're very good at your job."
No kidding.
Yep. "You're very good at your job. Here's a $10,000 tip."
Wow.
Wouldn't you love to be in a position where you could do that?
You could
make somebody's
day, month, year.
My $8.50 tip last night
Seems very cheap.
Probably not very good.
That's a good story, Brian. Thank you.
Well, Senator Hatch wants to know if any Utahns have been or are being targeted by the IRS.
Yeah, he does.
So do I. I want to know that, too.
No kidding, yeah.
More on that story. Yeah, coming up on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now it's 7:19. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Well, we've got an accident right at the intersection. It's on northbound Redwood Road, right at the 4700 South intersection. Middle lane block. Looks like everybody getting by around it. Little bit of backup. I-15 wide open. No slowdowns at all through Utah County in either direction. Heading north through the Salt Lake Valley, nothing to slow you down there either, Ricky.
Andy, we've had a nice, smooth ride southbound I-15 from Hill Air Force Base all the way to the North Interchange. In fact, no problems on that southbound commute from Ogden into downtown. We still have the cleanup of this accident. It's really not causing any kind of delay or backup. You've got plenty of room to get around it to the left. But it's on that collector ramp from I-80 to northbound I-15 there at the I-80 Interchange. The Home Depot has Roundup Pump and Go Weed and Grass Killer for $12.88. Make life easier this weekend and your weeds life shorter. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our 7-day forecast. Man, this is a great weather weekend, Grant Wayne.
I tell you what, you love it when it times out like this.
Yes, this is great.
In the past, we've had Memorial Days that can be kind of cool, you know?
Snow in the Northeast.
I read
this morning.
They're getting some cold, wet weather. Great news for us. Lots of sunshine. Still a little cool this morning. We get into the 70s, just about perfect for today. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, up to about 80. The same thing on Sunday. And on the holiday itself, a few more clouds, still warm, highs in the 70s. And it looks like after the Memorial Day weekend, we'll start to cool with temperatures in the 70s and 60s and some rain chances by Tuesday and into Thursday of next week. So, again, it times out great. The camping areas are looking good, both north and south. Great weather.
All right, Grant, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Weekend.
It is 48 degrees downtown.
Well, thousands filled the Salt Lake Tabernacle to say goodbye to Frances Monson, the late wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson.
She was remembered as a lady of great faith. KSL Channel 5's Carol Makita reports.
President Monson led his family, friends, and members of his worldwide faith in mourning the loss of his beloved Frances. She was remembered as a remarkable woman who dedicated her life to serving her family and the Lord.
We are grateful for the expressions of love, comfort, and goodwill, too numerous to mention, that have come from members of the church and friends worldwide.
President Monson shed tears as he listened to the stories of their life together. Francis always called him the most wonderful husband in the world.
We are so grateful to Frances Monson for her legacy, a legacy of humility, service, faithfulness, and love.
A great-granddaughter sang her tribute.
Yes, I know, Heavenly Father loves me.
Frances Monson possessed a gorgeous smile and a personality of compassion, an example to millions.
And across the greatest of distances, they saw the love President and Sister Monson felt for each other and the love they had for all the people around the world.
A quiet family graveside service followed in the Salt Lake Cemetery with a prayer of dedication and expressions of faith for someday a joyful reunion. Carol Makita, KSL 5 News.
What a wonderful tribute.
I just appreciate Carol Makita's work, don't you, Grant?
Really nice job.
Our religion specialist, both on KSL 5 TV and on KSL Radio. She just does such a great job. Well, we have our special 7-day forecast. If you missed it just a few minutes ago with Grant Wayman, we do it every morning on Utah's Morning News at 19 and 49 minutes past the hour. So when you're getting ready to go out for the weekend or whatever, you might just want to know. I do.
Sure.
What's going on? So the 7-day forecast at 19 and 49 every morning on Utah's Morning News.
And you are wearing weather-appropriate footwear today.
I am. I've got sandals.
Yes, you do. KSL News Time 7:23.
It is time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business with Chris Redgrave.
The homeopathic market has experienced tremendous growth in the last 20 years. In the U.S. alone, use of homeopathic remedies has increased over fivefold since 1990. Patients concerned with finding just the right complementary of alternative health remedy are looking to natural healing processes to help them. Hundreds of patients in 80 countries use it, according to the National Post. It is in this world that Tanaka Balance and Logan was created, to offer a one-stop shop to satisfy all your needs. Owner Larry Tanaka's vision was to create the ultimate health and wellness center. It started as a dream, an idea on paper. It became his obsession and later resulted in Tanaka Balance. The concept is simple. Include retail, health cafe, yoga, and natural healing therapy all in one location. And that's what happened. Now the yoga studio offers classes daily in a brand new studio with springboard floors to keep the class members comfortable while going through their exercises. It's Cache Valley's first yoga studio. The health cafe provides a selection of health foods and smoothies, like the raspberry spread, which is made fresh on site. They recently started offering an international health buffet one day a week, and they've also created frozen fruit bars, which you eat like an ice cream sandwich. With natural therapies, they're offering Rolfing. This is a holistic healing system of soft tissue manipulation and movement education that organizes the whole body in gravity. Manipulation of the muscle fascia is believed to have therapeutic benefits, including the ability to stand straighter and move better. Other therapy currently offered is Theta Healing, designed to better connect mind and body. This includes deep meditation and sending healing energies throughout your body to get rid of trapped anxieties causing health issues. It's smart for Tanaka Balance to tap into the growing homeopathy market in the U.S. Larry says people have already been excited about the yoga studio, and he anticipates it'll continue growing. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Was with Matt Lauer, co-hosting the Today Show this morning as part of the campaign to proclaim that the state shore is ready for summertime crowds. It's been 7 months since Superstorm Sandy. A show at the Seaside Heights area where Sandy swept that roller coaster right in, out into the ocean.
One third of millennials regret going to college, well, according to a Wells Fargo study.
That's a sad statistic, isn't it?
That? Yeah. The graduates ages 22 to 32 say that they would have been better off working than borrowing for school. Student loan debt now exceeds credit card debt in the United States.
Well, we have the Winnebago Index. We have all kinds of indexes. Now we have the McDonald's Quarter Pounder Index. The Basic Cost of Living Guide uses the price of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder to gauge the cost of living differences between cities. It's on nerdwallet.com.
Checking your money just before the opening bell. The Dow futures are down 60, S&P down 9.7, the NASDAQ down 17.5.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, one of the stories is Homeland Security warning that those 3D printed guns may be impossible to regulate, impossible to stop. That's just ahead with Grant and Amanda.
There's nothing better in the afternoon than getting home on time.
Big traffic problems on northbound I-15.
We have a tanker truck blocking the right lane of traffic.
I'll tell you about a bad accident northbound I-80.
Traffic behind that looks like it's just a sea of brake lights.
Get breaking news at your KSL preset and get traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Get home on time.
You could probably use some alternative routes to get around that.
With Utah's afternoon news, 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So, I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Rocket Web Design.
Join KSL and Doug Wright today from 2 to 5 at Brent Brown Toyota in Orem for incredible Memorial Day deals. It's a great time to buy a Brent Brown Toyota.
KSL News Time 729. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How about now, Andy?
Well, right now it's a good drive, and I think it's going to stay that way. Unless somebody crashes on I-15, you should have wide open speeds, lanes and speeds all the way from Provo over Point of the Mountain through the Salt Lake Valley right now. Still have that accident, 4700 South and Redwood Road in Taylorsville, causing a little bit of a delay northbound, Ricky.
Andy, we have a nice ride for those coming in from the north, whether you're southbound I-15, Highway 89, or Legacy Parkway. And over to the east, it's a delay-free drive, I-215 and I-80, but we still have this accident right there on the collector ramp as you're leaving westbound I-80 to go northbound on I-15. Show support and honor those who gave all for our country Memorial Day, 7 to 8 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park, 1985 West, 7800 South. Visit wjordan.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL with the center. The same front that cooled us off yesterday is keeping us cool again today. Highs low 70s and the sunshine. Really nice weather. It gets warmer for the weekend. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time 7:30.
It's 48 degrees.
Lanes blocked as crews clear a crash on Redwood. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. We told you a few weeks ago about those new 3D printed handguns, plastic guns literally printed out of plastic.
Now the feds are warning they may be impossible to stop. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, this warning comes from the Department of Homeland Security. A new intelligence bulletin issued to state and federal law enforcement says these things pose public safety risks and are likely beyond the current reach of regulators. Translation? This stuff's way too advanced for us. Half the problem here is how widespread it's already become. The 3D gun makers instantly published their how-to online for all to see. And the genie may already be out of the bottle here as well. The last line of this federal bulletin, limiting access may be impossible. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Senator Orrin Hatch is asking Utahns to help out in the investigation into the IRS after the group admitted to giving extra scrutiny to conservative tax-exempt organizations. KSL News Radio's Dan Jessup has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Dan?
Grant and Amanda, Senator Hatch says by targeting conservative groups, the IRS undermined the trust of the American people, and he wants to know if any Utahns feel that they were targeted. He says people who feel targeted can fill out a form on his website, and the information will not be released publicly. Senator Hatch and Senator Max Baucus from Montana are working on this investigation together. Reporting live, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, it's a day off for all IRS employees. ABC's Vic Ratner explains.
It's a day off for everyone at the Internal Revenue Service, not because of the scandals, but because of spending cuts that affect all government agencies. And ABC News confirms Lois Lerner, the woman who refused to testify about IRS abuses, has been placed on administrative leave, removed from her post as head of the division which handles tax-exempt organizations. The new boss of the IRS has been called to testify at a congressional hearing when Congress returns June 3rd. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
We now know how this woman got into President Obama's news conference. Politico says she somehow got a press pass under her original name, Susan Benjamin. She goes by Medea Benjamin and is a well-known heckler and war protester with code pink. Security officials took her from the hall after she kept yelling at the president over drones in Guantanamo Bay.
Reaction to a landmark decision by the Boy Scouts of America regarding the admission of gay scouts is mixed. Starting next January, no scout will be denied membership based solely on sexual orientation. Openly gay leaders will still not be allowed.
But I think it's a compromise designed to appease those people who are afraid that scout leaders will end up abusing their troops.
Jason Doddle is an Eagle Scout. He's also openly gay, but his troop chose to let him participate.
Three major Muslim groups in Britain are condemning the terrible attack on a British soldier this week. He was stabbed to death on a street. The attackers warned that there will be more violence by Islamists, but the three Muslim organizations say the murder was senseless and sickening and had no basis in Islam.
A 15-year-old West Point boy is being held on two counts of homicide this morning. He is accused of stabbing his two little brothers to death. Neighbors say the teen is very smart. One even called him brilliant.
I just can't believe it. And being across the street, it's scary because I was at home when I believe this happened.
As prosecutors screen charges, they could decide to charge the 15-year-old as an adult. If they do, a judge will have to approve of the move.
Stephen Powell apparently can't go back to his own neighborhood to live when he's released from prison in Washington. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with more. Andrew?
Grant, as part of his bid for an early release, Stephen Powell had to come up with an offender release plan, including where he intended to live. His plan was to go back to his home. But the Washington Department of Corrections denied that request because of community concerns. Among the reasons cited in the denial are the thousands of images seized of neighbor girls and photos of Susan Powell. What this all means is Powell needs a new plan to be granted an early release, or he'll have to serve out his maximum time and get out next year. In one letter to his daughter in April, Powell wrote he may just consider living in a van. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
And Utah's morning news continues. Roads and planes will be full today.
A crash is getting cleared northbound Redwood Road at 4700 South. Also, some construction beginning in Parley's Canyon, so a lot of cones up there. Keep that in mind. Traffic and weather together on the 9s.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale, too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it, too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a 4-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Was backing up all of my photos on his computer.
So you have some redundancy.
I have the hubby backup.
1-3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 7:45, an IRS tries to get out of talking to Congress. An IRS official tries to get out of talking to Congress, but she'll be hauled back in. We'll have a live interview.
Whether your Memorial Day weekend plans involve an airport or a highway, be prepared for plenty of company. ABC Travel and Lifestyle editor Genevieve Shaw Brown explains.
It doesn't get much stranger than this. A jury spends months hearing a case.
I would certainly expect that we're going to see a lot of traffic outside the major metropolitan areas, especially on Friday night. And on planes, you know, when was the last time you saw an empty seat on a plane? And you're not going to see them this Memorial Day weekend either.
If you are driving and hoping to start that trip this afternoon, be sure to listen to our Triple Team traffic coverage. That's starting at 3 p.m.
Forecasters this year are predicting a busy Atlantic hurricane season. They say they expect warmer than average water temperatures, which could mean between 7 to 11 hurricanes this year. 3 to 6 of them will be major storms. A normal season would include 6 hurricanes and 3 major storms. Hurricane season starts on June 1st.
New research finds errors on many credit reports. ABC's Richard Davies reports those mistakes could cost you a lot of money because they may lower your credit score.
The Federal Trade Commission found a lot of mistakes from the 3 main reporting firms.
Between 10 and 21% of consumers have what's referred to as a confirmed error on their credit report.
John Olsheimer of Smart Credit says some mistakes are trivial, but others may show you have outstanding debt that's been paid off.
And underscores the importance of consumers to get more active and become more engaged with their credit reports.
Go to annualcreditreport.com to find out more.
The credit reporting agencies don't know if something is correct or incorrect on your credit report. You have to tell them.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
KSL News Time 7:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And any problems with the commute, Andy?
Well, not any major ones. They've just cleaned up the one on 47th South and Redwood Road. I-15's been looking great in Utah County in both directions all morning. No issues heading north through the Salt Lake Valley. Traffic in Draper and Sandy that oftentimes slows down right about now. It's a little heavy, but nothing to worry about, Ricky.
Andy, for those making their way in from the north, it has been a nice, smooth ride all morning long southbound I-15. We've seen a few spots of busy traffic scattered between Hill Air Force Base to the north interchange, but overall, good speeds the entire commute. Over to the east, it's also a delay-free drive, I-215 and I-80. Keep weeds out with Sutherland's Roundup, ready to use weed and grass killer for just $6.49 after mail-in rebate. Great savings, great pricing, Sutherland's. Serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. Mostly sunny, pleasant weather once again. A little bit of a north breeze and not too hot. High temperatures only in the low 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 49 degrees and sunshine downtown.
We are going to talk in just a minute. Well, actually, this is next hour. Forgive me. Next hour about, and I think this is so interesting and important, Grant. One of the things we learned about Susan Powell is that she was in such a controlling relationship with Josh Powell before.
Yeah, he limited almost everything she did.
What she ate, whether she could tithe, whether she could feed formula to the baby. And so next hour, we're going to talk with an expert about if you're in a relationship where your partner is controlling you in this way, what do you do?
Yeah, and how do you recognize what might be danger signals?
Right. That's next hour on Utah's Morning News.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really? Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity. Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
This is my hot new car. This is me enjoying the open road. This is me smiling non-stop. This is me looking good. And this is my credit union. Thanks, Golden West, for making it all possible.
Right now, get a Golden West auto loan as low as 2.74% fixed or 2.49% variable. Apply today.
We'll take care of.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out?
not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and report all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
10 to noon at KSL News Radio. We'll take a look at the Fast and Furious movie, the latest rendition. We'll also get into epic little animated film from the makers of Ice Age. That and more, 10 to noon here at KSL.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the father-in-law of missing West Valley mom Susan Powell has been told he can't return to his home if he wants to qualify for early prison release. Stephen Powell has been serving time in Washington for secretly recording images of his young neighbors.
Other local stories we're following. This weekend kicks off camping season for many Utahns, and outdoor officials are reminding of some do's and don'ts. Don't leave food lying around the campsite, and a general rule is lights and noises out after 10 p.m.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Traffic in good shape, but North 15 a little bit heavy now as you go between 90th and 7200 South. But very nice drive just about everywhere else. Starting to fill in a little bit southbound in Woods Cross now as well. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like a nice weekend for today. Sunny and on the cool side, low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 48 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. New Jersey Governor Christie wants everybody to know a lot of the Jersey Shore is open for business despite the effects of Superstorm Sandy. Christie is co-hosting NBC's Today Show as the Memorial Day weekend begins.
Will she try it again? The IRS official who pleaded the fifth may be called back to Congress to testify.
And Lois Lerner is now on leave. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, ABC News correspondent Scott Goldberg. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. She is not a very popular person in Washington right now. Lois Lerner put on administrative leave yesterday. This is a day after she invoked the Fifth Amendment at a congressional hearing, getting the ire of a lot of people on Capitol Hill. She took the Fifth and said she didn't want to incriminate herself by answering questions, but she also read a statement saying she'd not lied to Congress about the IRS targeting some conservative groups for extra scrutiny. She said she'd done nothing wrong. That really upset Representative Daryl Issa from Republican, who's the head of that committee. He said that she essentially waived her Fifth Amendment rights by reading that statement, and he now wants to call her back. You also had a letter from Democratic Senator Carl Levin and Republican Senator John McCain going to the new IRS commissioner, Daniel Werfel, demanding an immediate suspension of Lerner. She was asked to step down. She didn't, and now she's been placed instead on this administrative leave.
I mean, they can call her back, Scott, but they can't force her to answer a question.
No, they can, and that's the interesting thing. She can take the Fifth again, although she might be advised this time not to say anything else, since that seems to be what is in question here, the fact that she gave that statement. In addition to all of this, whether she gets called back or not, there's the congressional investigation and the criminal investigation that's being conducted by the FBI to see if any laws were broken. We'll learn more eventually from those investigations than we might from any testimony in front of Congress.
Yeah, I guess that's the question, Scott, is what, if any, laws have been broken, but if she said, and I hear I'm playing the devil's advocate now, if she said in her before Congress there, I didn't do anything wrong, why wouldn't she have been more forthcoming?
That's a very good question. She seemed to want to have it both ways, to clear her name and yet not be subject to any probing questions that certainly would have been hostile coming from that panel. So maybe that's it. It's not a strategy, though, that's really working for anyone. Obviously, you have the Republicans in charge of that committee upset, but you also have Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi saying that she doesn't know it was in the public interest to invoke the Fifth. She said the American people deserve answers, and she wishes that Lerner would have provided them.
So Congress wants answers. Is there any discussion of giving her immunity so that she could give answers without threat of criminal prosecution?
Well, I think that would be a question for the FBI in its investigation. There's just so much going on here that, maybe she just thought it wouldn't be in her best interest to answer questions that are going to be politically motivated in their nature when they're coming from members of a congressional panel, and just wait to take her lumps if there are lumps to be taken from that criminal investigation by the FBI. At the same time, though, it appears that her job is now a casualty, although she hasn't been formally dismissed from her job, just like two other people, Stephen Miller, who was the acting commissioner, and then Joseph Grant, who was Lois Lerner's supervisor. There are consequences already of what happened at the IRS. What else is going to happen? I'm sure it's just a matter of time till we learn.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. ABC News correspondent Scott Goldberg with us.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 7:49. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Andy in the traffic center.
Well, we've got traffic filling in on I-15 as you head north. A little bit of heavy traffic, 90th, 7200 south. It's in pretty good shape for the most part. Haven't seen any other delays anywhere between Provo and Salt Lake City on the freeway. They cleaned up the accident at Redwood Road and 4700 South. Ricky?
Andy, we are looking at a pretty good drive, still in progress, but we have seen speeds dipping under the freeway limit for those traveling southbound on I-15. Now, you're looking good from Ogden all the way down to about 5th South Bountiful, and it's as you're leaving Bountiful and going through Woods Cross where it's been a little bit slow, certainly no stop-and-go delays, but again, it may just slow you down for a few extra minutes, and then you'll be right back to good speeds at the North Interchange. New Ram 1500 quad cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at lhmdeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I want to know what's going on with this beautiful 7-day forecast.
Hey guys, still looks great today on the cooler side of things this morning, and only in the low 70s. Just a pleasant day, lots of sunshine. Kicking off the 3-day weekend, the unofficial start to summer. And it looks like it's going to warm up starting tomorrow. Good timing here. Mostly sunny and around 80 on Saturday. Low 80s and partly cloudy Sunday. We will expect more clouds and high temperatures in the 70s on the holiday. And then it looks like clouds and a chance for rain and cooler on Tuesday. Highs low 70s. And it looks like we're only going to stay in the upper 60s for Wednesday, Thursday of next week. Could be more rain on those days. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now it's 48 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
It's not Memorial Day weekend without heading to the Brickyard. This weekend marks the 97th running of the Indianapolis 500. And the pace car always seems to be a big deal. This year, Corvette fans will be happy to know that the brand new 2014 Corvette Stingray will be the car leading those first few laps. Other than a few strobe lights and decals, Chevy didn't have to touch this car to make it worthy of the track. It comes standard with a 450 horsepower, 6.2-liter V8. That scoots the car to 60 very quickly, under 4 seconds. Top speed, 190 miles an hour. This will be the 12th time a Corvette has paced Indy, going all the way back to 1978. An American tradition rides again. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
And this portion of the news on KSL, sponsored by Oakdale Egg Farms, over 100 years of producing local, fresh, high-quality eggs. Visit Oakdale.com.
Outlet shopping is more accessible than ever just off I-15 exit 284 next to Cabela's at the new outlet at Traverse Mountain. The amazing collection of stores includes Utah's first Michael Kors outlets, La Crusade, Pro Image, Go Light, and Under Armour. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo Ralph Lauren, and more. Enjoy new stores from Motherhood Maternity, Oakley Vault, and Quicksilver. To satisfy your senses, dine at Johnny Rockets, or for the lighter side, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Shop the Memorial Day Sidewalk Sale Friday, May 24th through Monday, May 27th. Spend $250 and receive a $10 gift card to the outlets. Redeem at customer service in the Grand Lobby. While supplies last, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com for a complete list of stores, hours, and events. That's outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Discover your outlet at Traverse Mountain, just off I-15, exit 284. For more, visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com.
Salad. Almonds, apples, bananas, and water.
Burgers and fries.
Potatoes. Oatmeal, yogurt, tuna, pineapple, raisins.
Chocolate candy, licorice cake and cookies, fudge.
Wheat cereal, honey soy.
Bacon.
So the fight about junk food versus healthy food isn't always easy.
but it's a battle parents should win.
Soup, crackers, pretzels, and strawberries.
Ice cream or milkshakes.
Beets. Celery, pears, walnuts, rice, corn, and carrots.
Because the truth is, the eating habits your children pick up now will likely be the same when they're adults.
Fries, donuts, and gummies.
Squash. Cabbage, cashew, salmon, oranges, and papaya.
Bonbons.
Learn more about better nutrition and healthier eating habits for your children from Intermountain Healthcare's Live Well Fitness Initiative at intermountainlivewell.org.
Brownies, hot dogs, and soda.
Asparagus, tomatoes, Brussels sprouts.
Blueberries?
Blueberries.
Visit intermountainlivewell.org today.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
As low as 2.69%. Visit uccu.com.
Boy, there have been a lot of reactions since the Boy Scout decision yesterday. And really on both sides. We've had reactions here to KSL.com and KSL, our text line at 57500.
Yeah, both positive and negative.
We'll share some of those coming up with you in just a moment here at Utah's Morning News.
Watching Utah's money, Kennecott has started laying off some of its 2,100 workers after a landslide filled the bottom of that large open copper mining pit. Company spokesman Kyle Bennett says the 100 layoffs involve salaried positions across different levels of the company, and there will be other cost reductions in the coming months.
It was another ugly quarter for Sears. The department store chain reported a steeper-than-expected loss for its first quarter on slumping sales. Sears is considering selling its protection agreement business in an ongoing effort to raise cash. As it struggles to reverse its fortunes, Thursday, Sears' stock lost 12 points.
President Obama plans to give the Jersey Shore a boost with a post-Memorial Day visit to showcase recovery efforts in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy.
Checking your money at this moment, Dow is down 63 points. We're at 15,230. The NASDAQ is down 21, and the S&P is down 10.
We've got final numbers this afternoon with Scott and Maria. Also, triple-team traffic coverage to help you get out of town. You knucklehead. That's coming up on KSL News Radio.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Did you know the U.S. is number one at drinking soda and obesity? A coincidence? Health experts calculate the risk between weight gain and soda consumption is so strong, the risk of obesity could be increased 1.6 times for every can of soda consumed per day over a year. How about a substitute, not a supplement? It's Green Tea HP. by replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment. With Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
15, traffic a little bit busy on the Utah County side of Point of the Mountain. Some heavy traffic near SR 92, and then right after the 106 South exit, it's a little bit busy. But for the most part, speed limit and nothing approaching delays between Provo and Salt Lake City right now. Ricky?
Andy, we're getting a report of a rollover crash. Possible injuries in Sandy on 13th East, 110th South. That's a busy area. Expect some slowdowns. But southbounders coming in from Davis County, we've had some heavy and slightly slow speeds southbound between 5th South Bountiful and Woods Cross. That's the only patch of slowing that we've had on the Davis County Drive. Traverse Mountain has something for everyone, including outlet favorites like J. Crew, Calvin Klein, Loft, Coach, Nike, Polo, Ralph Lauren, dine at Johnny Rockets, and more. Visit outlets at TraverseMountain.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
With a forecast, sunny and nice today. 73 for a forecast high right now in Salt Lake. 48 degrees.
You know, we just got a text in about the scout decision saying we are done with scouts. The only right choice was to stand by the standards. This is how strongly people feel. More on the Boy Scout decision coming up.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL